Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 24th of January. I'm Graham Laycock, taking a look at this week's local news stories in Surrey from the Surrey Advertiser and Surrey Live. And first a look at this week's Surrey headlines. Surrey's Children's Service to remain with Surrey County Council. A man missing after entering the Thames in Shepparton. Southwestern Railway franchise not sustainable. And school children approached and grabbed in Tandridge. Surrey's Children's Services are no longer at risk of being taken away from the County Council after a Governor-appointed commissioner said significant progress had been made with them. Surrey County Council's Children's Services Department was rated inadequate in May 2018, with widespread and serious failures identified around the protection of vulnerable children in the county. Since that report, Ofsted inspectors have returned four times for monitoring visits. Trevor Doughty, the commissioner drafted in to oversee the changes, said there are now clear signs that performance and quality of practice are improving. In his final report submitted on December the 20th and released this week, he wrote, "Progress has been impressive and there is clear evidence of practice improvement and cultural change. Staff morale is good and the report a positive working environment." He added, "Of course, there's still much work to do and maintaining pace will be a significant challenge, but the authority has come a long way in a short time in terms of improving services to children, young people and families in Surrey." Mr. Doughty said there still needed to be more work to helping social work teams and partner agencies understand the new early help work for children aged 0 to 11, which replaced children's centres. And he warned that the number of children in care placed outside the county remained high and needed to be reduced. This was the third and final report from Mr. Doughty, who visited Surrey with senior managers and practitioners from Cornwall three times. Council leader Tom Oliver said in response to the final report, "We have made significant improvements from where we were after two inadequate Ofsted reports to where we are now. The main thing is the outcome and safeguarding of children has improved. Hopefully things are now getting better and we need to bring these children back into the county and nearer to their homes. I very much hope we will not be seeing this inadequate rating again in the future." A full Ofsted inspection of the service is expected later this year. The search for a man who went missing after entering the River Thames from a moored boat in Shepparton area has been scaled back. Gary Peter Sturgis went into the river in the Docket Eddy Lane area around 10:42 p.m. on Saturday the 18th of January. A large-scale search has been ongoing, including the use of a police helicopter and three search and rescue boats, in an effort to find him. Specialist Group International, who undertake diving operations on behalf of Surrey Police, were present at the scene on Tuesday using special sonar equipment to scan the riverbed, but search teams were again unsuccessful in finding the missing man. The search operation has been continuing, but Surrey Police confirmed it's been scaled back. Mr. Sturgis was last seen wearing green camouflage trousers and a grey hooded top, according to the police. A bridle path adjacent to the area of the river where the incident is believed to have taken place was cordoned off on Tuesday. However, the search area was widened to the Thames Court pub area of the river at Shepparton Lock following unsuccessful attempts to locate the man. And the family of Mr. Sturgis, a father of four, gave an emotional tribute in which they described the grandfather as a conscientious and magnanimous man. The tribute added, "Gary was a conscientious and magnanimous man who people couldn't help but feel inspired by. He was an avid animal lover who would continue to fight for animal rights as well as being a dedicated vegan. Gary was living his dream, being on the river, being close to nature and everything that he loved. He was on his journey from Surrey to get his beloved boat back from St. Neots on Saturday. Gary was the father of four children and two grandchildren who will miss him deeply." Residents of Docket Eddy Lane and Towpath described masses of blue lights in the area as Surrey Police Fire and Rescue and Surrey Search and Rescue and a police helicopter all arrived following reports of the man having entered the river from a moored boat on Saturday night. Officers remain at the scene and urge anyone with any information to contact Surrey Police on the non-emergency number 101. South Western Railway's recent financial statements indicate it's not sustainable in the long term. That's according to the Transport Secretary. In a statement on Wednesday, Grant Shapps, MP, said that poor operational performance combined with slower revenue growth had led to the financial performance of South Western Railway being significantly below expectations since its franchise began in August 2017. While adding that South Western Railway has not yet failed to meet their financial commitments, Mr. Shapps said the Department for Transport must prepare contingency measures, which could include a new short-term contract with South Western Railway or transferring the operation to the operator of last resort, a public sector operator. The DfT will also continue to ensure that South Western Railway, which is owned by First Group and MTR, are held to their financial obligations under the current franchise. Mr. Shapps also reiterated that there would be no impact on train services or staff. In response to the statement, First Group and MTR said it continues to be in ongoing and constructive discussions with the Department for Transport about any solutions for the franchise. A spokesman added, "We indicated in the statutory accounts for South Western Railway released earlier this month, and we continue to be in ongoing constructive discussions with the Department for Transport regarding potential commercial and contractual remedies for the franchise and what happens next, as we seek to ensure the right outcome for our customers, our shareholders and the government. We will be responding to the government's request for proposals in the coming weeks." Further to that, South Western Railway spokesman said, "Together with Network Rail, we're working hard to improve our current performance and have set up a joint performance improvement centre to address specific issues head on. Our new £895 million Class 701 trains will begin running on suburban routes from the middle of this year, and we're confident they will make a real difference for customers, helping to improve punctuality and providing extra capacity." And Mr. Shapps said that across the country, a number of franchises are failing to provide the reliable services that passengers require. Also mentioning the recent strike action by the Rail, Maritime and Transport Union that had heavily disrupted services throughout December. School children have been approached and grabbed from behind in three separate incidents in Tandridge. Three children were all approached by strangers within an hour of each other on Wednesday in incidents in Oxted, Whiteleaf and Caterham. According to Surrey Police, a 15-year-old girl was grabbed around the waist at around 12:35pm in Blue House Lane in Oxted, the road on which Oxted School is based. A member of the public stepped in to help the girl and the man ran off. Police have described him as white with a slightly tan complexion, around 6 foot tall and of broad chubby build. He had dark grey combed over hair and distinctive bushy silver eyebrows. He was wearing a black leather type jacket and blue jeans. The second incident occurred at 3:15pm at Stafford Road, Caterham, in which a 10-year-old boy was shouted at by a man in a grey Mercedes. He's described as having a bit of a beard and brown hair. He's believed to be aged in his 40s. And in a third incident, a 13-year-old girl was grabbed around the waist by a man around 3:30pm in Whiteleaf Road in Whiteleaf. She ran off towards Beverley Road. Police have been carrying out regular patrols, checking CCTV and making house-to-house inquiries in the areas since the reports. Active Inspector John Vale from the Tandridge Neighbourhood Team said, "We've been liaising with local schools to update them and remind parents about the importance of reiterating personal safety advice to their children. And we're trying to establish whether any of these reports are linked and have a number of inquiries underway to identify anyone involved. Now, if you've seen anything suspicious, do please call Surrey Police on the non-emergency number 101, or in an emergency, of course, 999. You can also give information anonymously to the independent charity Crime Stoppers, their number 0800 555 111. The inspirational head teacher of Merstham Park Secondary School has died suddenly, aged 43. Parents at the school were informed on Thursday the 16th of January that Martin Beard had been taken seriously ill. He died the next day, leaving a wife and young children. Mr. Beard was also chief scout at Dorking Wanderers Football Club, a club at which he was former captain and assistant manager, and managed the under-18s at Reigate Priory Football Club. John Colonna, chief executive at the school's Academy Trust, of which Merstham Park is a part, said, "This has come as a terrible shock to us all. We are heartbroken to have lost such a gifted, kind and popular head teacher who has had such a profound impact on the lives of children and colleagues in all the schools in which he's worked." Our grief is secondary to Martin's wife, children, siblings and extended family and friends, for whom this loss is immeasurable. We extend our sincere condolences to them, and they will remain uppermost in our minds in the forthcoming days and weeks. It's understood that Mr. Beard became unwell at school. He underwent an operation but died on Friday, January the 17th. Formerly an assistant head at Reigate School, he took on the headship of Salford's Primary School when it was in special measures in 2014. He became the first leader of the new Merstham Park School in Tendon Drive, which opened to a cohort of Year 7 pupils in September 2018. Counsellors are being made available for pupils at the school to talk to. And Deputy Head Teacher Catherine Cole said, "We've been privileged to know and work with Mr. Beard, and in due course we will find ways in the short and long term to celebrate his life and to mark his wonderful contribution to our community. We'll be opening a book on condolence and we'll be providing opportunities for students to contribute to this at school." Both Reigate Priory and Dorking Wanderers football clubs held a minute's silence before their matches last weekend. Farnborough Air Show's public weekend is to be replaced with a Farnborough Friday, it's been announced. Farnborough International confirmed that its bi-annual public weekend, attended by tens of thousands, will be permanently cancelled in March 2019. It cited declining popularity, attendances and value for money among a range of reasons for the decision. Revamping the air show rather than cancelling it altogether, they have also lost the business a horrendous amount of money, while the famous Red Arrows were limited to just fly over at the 2000 event as well. Instead of the public weekend, Farnborough Friday will be on July the 24th and is to be launched with the aim to inspire and engage the industry's future workforce. Farnborough International announced on Wednesday that there will still be a full air display and a varied and comprehensive static display. And a statement added that up to 25,000 young people looking to secure a career in the aviation industry will be invited to the air show for an activity-packed day. They will include children from the age of 11, apprentices, university students, graduates and young professionals already working in the industry. Activities will include a live jobs board, speaker programme, rocketry challenge and a careers club for students and graduates and young professionals. And Gareth Rogers, who's chief executive of Farnborough International, said, "Farnborough Friday promises to be a landmark event serving two vital purposes, inspiring and engaging the next generation and enabling the industry to address major concerns about its future workforce." July's air show is one of the world's biggest platforms for exhibiting leading-edge technology, and experts from around the world will be there to do business. For the first time, they're inviting people to learn directly from them and to see and touch innovation that is shaping our world. More than 1,500 aerospace companies will host activities on their respective stands, allowing visitors to gain an understanding of what careers in the aerospace industry promises. Guildford Borough Council has announced the parking price changes it will be making across the town in 2020-21, including a 10p decrease for early birds at one car park. The council's executive committee decided on Tuesday to approve a number of changes to the pricing structure at car parks, as well as freezing the cost of many. The price changes will impact on those who use Guildford parking areas for leisure, shopping and commuting. And as part of the decision, more charging spaces for electric vehicles are promised. In a statement on Wednesday, the council said it would be rolling out contactless payment at one of the town's busiest multi-stories, Bedford Road, and with it becoming available at more locations later in the year. Prices will be kept the same at every off-street car park except for the Farnham Road multi-story, Commercial Road, Old Police Station, Mary Road and Bedford Road surface, which is different to the multi-story. At all these, apart from Farnham Road, the hourly Monday to Saturday daytime rate stays for up to 3 hours, will be increased from £1.30 to £1.50 an hour. However, those entering Farnham Road before 7am will be handed a discount rate of 90 pence per hour instead of the usual pound. The maximum daily charge levied will be £7.20 for those people in a move the council hopes will be popular with commuters heading to Guildford Railway Station. From April 2021, all tariffs across the town centre car parks will be increased by 10 pence per hour or equivalent in respect of season tickets and contract parking rates. The Monday to Friday and Monday to Saturday season ticket prepayment charges at York Road will also increase by 5%. Around 950 homes could be built in Goldsworth Road in Woking if plans of another huge development in the town centre go ahead. EcoWorld London is consulting on proposals for around 9,500 homes and commercial space at the former Yum Restaurant International Headquarters office site. The large brick office building is currently surrounded by hoarding. Plans are in their early stages, but if the new mega development is permitted, the York Road Project charity will also be given a new base on the site, and Woking Railway Athletic Club will be given a new facility too. It is currently based on the same road. In the response to the plans, a spokesperson for York Road Project said York Road Project is looking forward to the prospect of new premises in Woking, which allows to support more people experiencing homelessness locally. And Woking Railway Athletic Club said it's in our best interest to go with it. As well as the homes, new commercial spaces are promised within the development, plus tree and landscaping as well. The plan suggests a new public space at the eastern end of Goldsworth Road. Car and cycle parking will be provided on site, as well as electric vehicle charging points. Exhibitions are being held on Thursday the 30th of January 3 to 8pm and Saturday the 1st of February 10am to 1pm at Christ Church in Jubilee Square, Woking. Those attending will have the chance to quiz members of the project team from developer EcoWorld and will all there be to answer their questions. And finally, the complicated project to repair the rail track landslip between Godstone and Edenbridge will require around 40,000 tonnes of stone. Network Rail has released an update of the huge operation to repair the track following the landslip on the 22nd of December. Southern Rail trains between Redhill and Tonbridge have been suspended and rail replacement buses in place. On Tuesday, Network Rail's chief executive Andrew Haynes said crews are working hard at the site and plan is for the line to reopen at the end of March. If we can do it sooner, we will. We're mobilising all the resources we can, but it's a complicated job, he said. It's a massive site. It's one of the worst sites I've seen in my time. It's the steepest of the embankment. It's the river running through it, and you've got an adjacent railway line, and it's access off of fields. And, of course, everything is waterlogged as well. Please bear with us, these are exceptional circumstances. About 40,000 tonnes of recycled railway ballast, the weight of almost 400 jumbo jets, is being delivered to the site by about 40 trains. And while that work is going on, Network Rail says it's working on plans to reinforce the longer 400-metre section of railway that crosses the Eden Valley at this location to stop any future landslips. This work will continue without affecting trains. And that completes our look at this week's stories in Surrey. This has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. And you can keep up to date with the Surrey Advertiser and at Surrey Live. Radio.